The founding fathers of the United States of America came from diverse backgrounds and held various occupations. From the lawyers and farmers to merchants and military leaders, our original framers of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence compromised to make sure the citizens of our nation had a government that worked for them. The phrase, "We the People," in the preamble to the United States Constitution made the reader feel the creators were in the boat with them, and sink or float, the forefathers had the people's best interests at heart. When Benjamin Franklin, at the signing of the Declaration of Independence, famously said, "Gentlemen, we must all hang together, or most assuredly, we shall all hang separately," he meant the colonies must unite to have any chance at independence or suffer sure defeat during the Revolutionary War at the hands of the British. Each founding father had their own agenda and answered to their own constituents, who had vested interests in different ideals and strategies to make things work. When you have representatives from large cities and highly populated communities and others from rural areas where most of the land is unoccupied, there will inevitably be disagreements. However, these men took a step back and looked at how they could come together and make decisions which would benefit everyone in the long run. Fast forward to the present day, and we must all ask ourselves, is America today our forefathers' vision? This is a debatable question, seeing that our country is divided on almost every political topic. The politicians in both the Republican and Democratic parties have forgotten how to do the most important thing our forefathers did. They've forgotten how to compromise and work together. As a young person who's ready to head off into the world, watching this year's run-up to the presidential election, I couldn't help but notice the passionate leaders on both sides who want our country to be successful. The problem is they have very different ideas of how to get there. I've witnessed firsthand the slander and the disrespect some of our politicians have for one another. They are playing and pandering to their base to solicit votes, not to solve problems. There's no denying many of these leaders are career politicians. For many of them, staying in office is more important than coming to a resolution on important and critical issues. Unfortunately, they have forgotten the people they swore to serve. Many of our forefathers were not career politicians. They were physicians, brewers, writers, ministers, and everything in between. They stepped forward because they were called to do so. They sacrificed their positions, their land and homes, and knew the risk on their lives for pushing forward to create our country. In fact, by signing the Declaration of Independence and other founding documents, they were signing their own death warrants if they had not succeeded in forming the United States of America. Imagine how our current politicians would act if their lives were on the line. Coming together across party lines may be difficult because both parties receive pushback from their peers across the aisle. It is a horrible game. Some are playing it not for the people, but rather for their own personal gain. I believe our forefathers would be sickened by this, and if they could sit down with our current politicians, I can only assume they would give one important piece of advice for today's leaders. Remember who you serve. Our forefathers would undoubtedly marvel at where our country is regarding military might, healthcare advances, technological creations, and economic growth. But I think they had a vision that most likely saw past these monetary and physical developments. I believe they had an image of a people who worked together and grew together. I think they envisioned a peaceful and undivided nation who could look at the past and understand the cost of war. They expected a nation that was grateful for their sacrifices and didn't use their design against one another. Our forefathers created living and breathing documents that could change to better its citizens through compromise. We live in the greatest country in the world. Our forefathers gave us a blueprint for how to make it even better. They demonstrated during our country's infancy how things should work, that people from different backgrounds with different ideas can come together and set aside their differences to reach an agreement on how to move forward. The forefathers envisioned a land that balanced an individual's liberties with the general welfare of all people. Their legacy reminds us that an effective government requires cooperation and a commitment to the common good. It is once again time to reflect, as our forefathers did, and understand that if we do not stick together, we will certainly fall apart.